Live
and local
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
But it's 10:32 now and time to speak to my guest this morning, Angela Young, presenter of the Sense of Tumour programme. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you for joining us here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Now, for people who haven't listened to the Sense of Tumour podcast and programme, can you tell us a little about, first of all, what it's about?
Of course. Well, as its name would suggest, it's got something to do with treatment for a tumour. 5 years ago, I had a benign brain tumour diagnosed and then removed very successfully at Addenbrooke's Hospital, with the exception of about a 3mm residue that couldn't be got out at the time. And we were just keeping an eye on it. And last year, it had got to about 11 or 12 centimetres, millimetres. And we thought that if it's growing, we do need to do something about it eventually. And the way of dealing with it was something called fractionated radiotherapy, which is a very small and targeted dose of radiotherapy every day for 30 days. And what else was I going to do in, you know, a really miserable winter in lockdown? So I thought I'd sort of knock it on the head, so to speak. But it's quite a scary thing. And for me, I don't know if anyone else feels the same, but when you are faced with something you really don't understand or feel out of control about, you want to do something to bring it into your sphere of knowledge and have that sense of control back again. And I make podcasts. So I thought, well, maybe I'll make a podcast about the whole thing and try and find the funny side of things, which you often can do, even in quite difficult situations. Hence the name, A Sense of Tumour.
Well, yes, the name is Sense of Tumour, which suggests you have found the funny side of it, but it's not an obvious find, is it, in that situation?
No, but, I mean, it was there. The fact is, it's not going to go away. It needed to be dealt with. And so I armed myself with my microphone, which for me was a sort of protection. And so I was recording everything that went on, including what I've called the idiot test. So if you're going to radiate your brain, you want to be sure that as far as possible it doesn't cause any lasting damage to your functioning abilities. And the team are fantastic in just making it so targeted that they get the tumour cells only and nothing else. But to reassure you, they do a baseline neurological assessment, which they can compare you against later if you're concerned that it might have been affected. So off I went to the idiot test, and I found some funny parts of it. When, for example, I was given a minute to say every word I could, beginning with F, and everybody laughs because it's immediately obvious what you might think of, but you're not going to say. So I started saying completely random words, including fenugreek. Why on earth would I say that? And then after a while, I ran out of words because I didn't have a system that started, right, let's go F-A with the first vowel, and then F-A-B, fab, fabulous, fantastic, famous, and then move on to the next one. I didn't have a system, and I stopped. And everybody I met who knew me, who'd heard the podcast, started saying words beginning with F. So that was amusing. And the other thing that was quite amusing was the first day I went for the actual radiotherapy, and I got my microphone on, I was talking myself through Addenbrooke's Hospital. I saw a man coming towards me with handcuffs and a policeman, and I thought, oh, it must be Red Nose Day, something quite funny going on. And I nearly put my microphone out and said, hello, what are you raising money for? When I realised he was actually a prisoner. There are things that can make you smile, and which brought me to the other purpose of making the podcast, which was that if anyone was going through something similar, and that could be radiotherapy for any other tumour, not necessarily brain tumour, was to try and explain what was happening so that they might have less fear and more knowledge of what might happen to them if they were going through it.
And what did the consultants and the medical staff think of you turning up with your microphone?
On my last day of treatment, they did say to me, it's going to be quieter now, which I take it to mean that they noticed me. The consultant was lovely. The first time around, I asked her if I could record her phone calls, and she was fine doing that. And I tried to meet as many staff as possible because they've all got a story to tell. So, for example, When you have radiotherapy to the head, you need to keep so still that ideally they nail your head to the bed, but they can't. So they make a mask out of a sort of latex that's a bit like a hot wax treatment. And then when you look at it, you're looking at a mirror image of your head. It's really weird. But they put that on every day, and that they can nail to the bed and to keep you safe. Now, obviously, this is really scary, particularly for children or anyone who's claustrophobic. So there's one radiotherapist who decorates the mask into children's characters or even a unicorn. And so I wanted to interview her, and I wanted to ask people how they got into it. And I thought my role as a journalist would be also to provide information. So I actually interviewed the company that makes the radiotherapy machines. And that was fascinating. And that got a lot of interest into the podcast from people who were fascinated to learn more.
And you've interviewed celebrities as well who've gone through similar processes.
Yes, so the first person I interviewed in episode one was Victoria Derbyshire, a TV newsreader and presenter, and recently very successful entrant on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And she had documented her treatment for breast cancer. It wasn't, radiotherapy wasn't involved, but it was this idea that she allowed the cameras in to something so very, very personal. And I wanted to ask why she was doing that. How did she feel it would help her and others to like I did, make it do something with it that she understood, which is making TV documentaries. So that was her. And then I interviewed Nikki Chapman from Escape to the Country, and a long time ago from the original Pop Idol competition. And she was as charming as you could imagine she would be from the television. Now, she'd had a matching meningioma, so on the other side of her brain to me. And we got on like a house on fire. And I meant to use a clip of about 3 minutes in the interview, like something similar to how you would do it on a radio program, but I ended up with a 25-minute interview, and I thought, that's so sweet, I'm going to play it as a bonus episode. So episode 7, I only meant to do 6 episodes, episode 7 is A Natter with Nikki, when you really get to know her well. I forgot the last celebrity. This I couldn't quite believe happened, but Tony Iommi, the songwriter and lead guitarist from Black Sabbath, had radiotherapy for, I think it's lymphoma, and he went really alternative in dealing with it, in vitamins, and he had this very strange foot treatment, which seemed to involve wearing like moon boots, and he agreed to talk to me about it, and actually, I was so starstruck, I actually couldn't get the microphone to work when I rang him, and he was a sweetheart, lovely man.
That's a super group right there, isn't it? Nikki Chapman, Victoria Derbyshire, and Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath.
It's our trio, yes.
But I'm thinking about this, Angela. There must have been times that were a little bit scary, a little bit worrying for you, times when you thought, actually, do I really want to do this?
To be honest, making the podcast gave me a reason to get through it. I wasn't paid to do it. I was doing it for my own satisfaction and for the support of others. But I told myself, no, I have to keep going because I've got some listeners to this podcast. I've got to take them on the journey. And it helped. And there was one stage, you're right, it was scary because with the mask on, normally your eyes are closed. You can just about open your eyes, but it's really, the mask is sort of, you can't speak. But I, on the second week, I had my eyes open and I saw the machine, which actually goes around your head like a 180, and it's a circular disc. And it was really like something from science fiction. I was thinking of a UFO going over. Now, at the same time, every day I asked the radiotherapist to play a tune of the day from a playlist, which 30 friends and family had contributed one song. And the idea was I would listen to the song and try and work out who'd donated it, if you like. And on this particular day, it was Mr. Blue Sky. And I don't know if you know the song, but there's a sort of a bit in the middle which is instrumental, with this drum beat going do, 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 do. And this was playing as I saw this UFO type machine going over me, which could be quite scary. But I was thinking, how on earth am I going to recreate this in audio form afterwards? So it really took my mind off things.
And what's been the response to the podcast and the show?
It's been lovely. So there was one person who contacted me to say that he was a physics teacher and he'd got very excited learning about the machines. And I actually put him in touch with the interviewee from the company that makes the machines and recorded her inviting him to go and visit the factory when it was all over. And that was lovely. I've had... there's a meningioma support group who were very enthusiastic about the podcast, saying that it really helped them prepare. And when I was honest about... one day, for example, a clump of hair fell out. Now, it's not like chemotherapy that you're not bald. It's just very targeted where the radiotherapy was, which was behind my ear. And I was told I was likely to lose some hair after 3 weeks. It was 21 days. And one handful came out and that was it. And I was able to say, look, okay, worse things happen. I'm sure it will grow back. And so I hope it was comforting.
And how are you now, Angela? I mean, presume you've finished the treatment. How are you?
I honestly am a glass half full sort of person. I think I'm lucky that I had a benign tumour. I think I'm lucky that it was in the location where it was removable. I think I'm lucky that I had a brilliant brain surgeon, and I'm lucky that I was offered radiotherapy in a great hospital at Addenbrookes, and I was lucky that I got it done before this final lockdown. Had I been offered it now, I'm not sure I would have been, and secondly, would I have wanted to go into hospital every day for 30 days right now? Probably not. After the radiotherapy, I did get a very itchy back, which turned out to be shingles, which gets you when your body's a bit low. So obviously I was a little bit run down from the radiotherapy, but I count myself lucky to have got through it relatively unscathed. But I'll have to let you know in a year's time whether my idiot test has gone down in the score or not.
Well, fenugreek is a much underrated herb. Thank you for giving that prominence. Well, lovely to talk to you, Angela. Sense of Tumour is on Sunday at 10:30 in the morning and on Thursday evening at 6:30.
Thank you very much for playing it on 105, and I really hope that it may give some sort of a smile or a bit of information to anyone going through something similar.
It is a brilliant show. I do urge people to listen to it. And what are you working on at the moment?
I'm preparing an entry for the British Podcast Award for a podcast I've made last year. I've just made a podcast about small businesses applying for government tenders, and that's called A Tender Moment. I do like...
You do like your puns, don't you?
I do like my titles, yes. But actually, I'm happy to make podcasts about anything that anyone wants. That's what I do. A little plug, Cambridge Podcast, if I'm allowed to. But I will let you know how we get on with the British Podcasts Awards, which has a new section for documentary podcasts. So a podcast I made last year for the wonderful Internet Watch Foundation is being entered for that. So everything crossed here, Lee.
Yeah, everything crossed. Good luck to you, Angela. Lovely to speak to you again. I've lined up Mr. Blue Sky for you as well after the adverts. So hope it doesn't give you a nasty flashback.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Lee.
Thank you, Angela. Bye-bye.
Bye.